Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is March the 19th, 2024. Well, you know, it's just always amazing how things sort of go together. And yesterday during our service, Brother Messer was preaching a message. And in that, he was mentioning how that Peter found out that all the warnings of God are true. Now, Christ had, you know, he had kind of warned Peter that he said in Matthew 26:34, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And you know the story, right? Peter's like, oh no, Lord, those other guys, they might deny you, but I'm never going to deny you. And what do we know that Peter found out? Peter found out that the warning was true. Jesus warned him that he was going to deny him, but Peter didn't want to listen. And we find out that Peter did deny the Lord. And then I was reading in my daily Bible reading yesterday, and we was reading in Deuteronomy 28. And there in Deuteronomy 28, we see another warning of God. He tells the children of Israel, they're getting ready to go into the promised land. And in the first verses of Deuteronomy 28, he talks about, if you're faithful to me and you follow me, then you're going to find all these blessings. And then he says in verse 15, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. And then he goes on and talks about all those curses. And what do we know to be true? You look at the history of the children of Israel and you find out that they weren't faithful to God, and all of the difficulties that God said would come upon them, that they would be taken into a far land and they would lose their land, and all of those warnings, they come about. And you know, towards the end of last week, I was listening to Al Mohler, and he was talking about, where has hell gone? And he talked about how hell had gone out of the mindset of our nation. And you know, I think I might have already mentioned that, but Jesus talking in Luke 16, talking about the rich man and Lazarus, and it talks about the rich man dying, and it says, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. So there is this place called hell. It's the place that was created for the devil and his angels, but it's a real place. It's a place that burns with fervent heat. And for everyone who will not receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, that place awaits them. And what we want to understand today is that the warnings of God are true. That if you'll not heed the Word of God, and if you'll not believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us, whosoever believeth in him, whosoever will not believe in him, they're damned. They're going to perish because they will not believe in Jesus Christ. So we want to understand that warning is true. There is a heaven to gain and there is a hell to shun. And that brings me to my next point. I was listening to a little devotion by R.C. Sproul today, and he was talking about the thief on the cross, and the thought was, what happens to the saved person when they die? What happened to the thief on the cross that cried out to Jesus to remember him when he comes in his glory? Jesus looked at him and said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. The moment that the thief closed his eyes, he woke up in paradise with Jesus. So yes, the warnings of Christ are true, that there's a hell waiting for those who reject Jesus. But the promises of Jesus are true. And the promise is that when we close our eyes in death, we'll lift our eyes in paradise. And so there's a hope for those who are in Christ Jesus. So let's remember, the Word of God is true. Let's heed the warnings. And let's be thankful for the blessings. And let's look forward to the blessings we have in Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. And we thank you that you have given us the warnings to warn us. I pray that we will heed those. But also, God, we're thankful for the promises that you've given us so we can hear them and believe them and have hope. We just thank you for that hope that we have in Christ today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, have a good day today. And until the next time, this is Brother Mark signing off.